nature. Well, welcome everybody. This is Jane Valencia. I'm your host and guide here in Forest Halls. And Forest Halls is a podcast devoted to living our real magic in the real world. It can be done, and it is being done right now. So I hope you'll join us on the adventure. And with me today is the amazing, magnificent Celestine Ray, who I have gotten to know in the past few months here in Joseph, Oregon. A little corner of the state of Oregon, in Northeast Oregon. So I'm really pleased to have you meet her and have her here today to talk about, well, whatever comes up here. But mostly what we're focusing on is the fact that we have just completed recording a CD of sound healing music. And it has been a really amazing experience for both of us, I think. So we're just welcoming you into that celebration of this adventure for us. We'll talk a bit about that project, as well as just getting to know Celestine, she's an energy healer, a gifted energy healer, a musician, an incredible vocalist, and a mother of a lovely son who's almost one in a week and just a magical person all in her own self, and just being with her in her presence is just all nourishing to my being. And in fact, right next to me is a cup of her marvelous tea. I wish you could just enjoy some of the tea that she may brews up. So,
thank you.
And maybe we'll talk about the tea too, as well,
good tea.
As we go along. First, though, I thought that we would start by singing a few ohms. Celestine and I really got to know each other at these toning circles that she hosted in her home. That was a way we started each toning circle, which I'll also talk about in a little bit too, what that is if you're not familiar with toning circles. So we just are going to sing Om three times, and just to ground ourselves and create the sacred sanctuary space, and invite you all into that space. And if you would like to sing along too, please join us. And if you're in a place where don't feel comfortable singing out loud, then just sing in your whole being, or just receive. So, all right. Of us are fairly new to the Joseph area, although I suppose, Celestine, you've been here before last year.
Yeah, you just got here. We've been here just over a year, so.
Yeah, and your parents live nearby, and
they've been an incredible support for us. Yeah, we've been in deep family groove with our little baby, so it's been
wonderful.
Great.
Wonderful. And I wish you could see this place where they're living right now, but it's a log home. It's beautiful, and there are all kinds of amazing artwork of, I don't know, that just evoke really primal, earthy themes. There's this wonderful skull on the wall with prayer flags.
My mom won that at an Indian celebration.
Oh my gosh.
Tom Clicks, it's a local celebration of the Nez Perce, and they do it for the land here. And so she won that in a raffle and then gave it to the people who own this house we're living in. And now it's decorated with Tibetan prayer flags.
Awesome.
And a ceramic heart.
Awesome. Yeah, and there's a lovely wooden carved horse in the corner there too. So it's really wonderful. And outside of this place, where it's nestled among the mountains, just at the in embraced by the mountains here, and the Wallowa Mountains are just amazing. Mm-hmm. They're like the best kept secret in the Western United States, I think. It's really beautiful, and they have been, I think the mountains have been teachers for, certainly for
definitely
me and
for
you.
As well.
And
deep teacher.
Yeah. Flowing right nearby is this wonderful creek, and it's just rushing and roaring and bouncing over stones and pouring down water from all that snow up there, I guess.
Just
incredible.
Yeah, we just came through, my partner Altar and I and our little baby Xander just came through our first long-haul winter, 6 months of snow out here, kind of far away from everyone. You know, talk about transformative. It has been a very, very powerful meditation and incredibly beautiful and changed us a lot. And so, you know, we're really coming out of this period of probably the deepest stillness I've ever been in. There was not even any work to do around here. It's just been really like this kind of relaxation and also inward dive into our little family core and our individual hearts and centers. So it's been magic. And, you know, we thank Chief Joseph and all the kind of spirits of this land. It's kind of, it's been very, very wonderful. So.
Yeah, I remember the first time I came over here for a toning circle, and it was so clear here. I was driving along, and it was totally foggy, and there was ice on the road and snow everywhere, and I was thinking, because I've never really lived in any reasonable snow.
Never had. Yeah.
And I was thinking, am I going to make it? I can't see.
We're kind of far out here.
I don't even know where I am, and I've been on the only road that can get out to this area. And then suddenly I came out of the fog and came up, and as I got higher into the mountains here, and the sky was perfectly clear, and all of these stars, the stars were just incredible, so many in abundance. And I was just with my jaw open, and Altar came out and to see if I was okay and needed any help with anything. And I was just standing, staring at those stars, and just like, I just don't believe this. And then the water flowing by it, and all these trees, these wonderful, I don't know, Douglas firs, and I don't know what else is all here, but it's just amazing. Amazingly beautiful place. So very different, and very different to live here. I'm going to go a little further into place, because that to me is so important. I feel like at this time we are really called to ground back in our place. Whatever place we're calling home, we need to reconnect with, or to connect for the first time with the earth right where we are, even if it's just a little pot of soil in your, you know, in your apartment balcony or something, and with the plants, and even if it's just a dandelion sprouting through the sidewalk cracks or something. But if you have more around you, that's wonderful too. You know, the trees are there for us right now. They have a lot to teach us about standing tall in our beings. And the birds have their own language, and they're speaking to us all the time as well. And they're talking about the nature around us and what's happening that we aren't even aware of. What's moving around in the undergrowth or behind the trash cans or anything about the water that's nearby. It's time for us to listen to them and to the stars and all of this. And so I want to just help you to introduce this area, which has been my home for the past 9 months, and we're about to leave and not make it our home. Not in the same way, anyway. It'll always be part of the home of my heart, the geography of my heart. But this place, Joseph, is just a sweet little town. Its population is supposedly 1,000. I don't know.
It is magic. I've never been any place like this either.
Yeah, it's just like I don't know. It's not quite a one street town, but the shops are all lined up on this one main street, and there are these wonderful bronze sculptures of horses and deer and wolves and
a kind community, like just this kindest people. I really, you know, there's just this real grounded sweetness here that is lost in a lot of places in the world right now.
Yes. And I don't know, it's hard to imagine for a lot of us, but airplanes are very few and far between overhead.
I don't even hear cars where I live. I just hear my creaks. That's all.
And I don't even think there's any traffic lights in the whole county.
No, not in the whole county, folks.
And certainly no freeways and no fast food places, no Targets, no Walmarts, nothing like that. It's just, yeah, it's a really sweet, you know, grounded community, and, uh-huh. and people, many people have been here for generations. They just don't know their place intimately too, the ecology here, and I've been amazed about that, how they can get what they need from the mountains or from the valley here. It's really lovely to see that, because it's not something, I don't know, it's not something I experienced having grown up in suburban landscapes and all of that.
I grew up sort of in the country, and it has even amazed me here. There's mm-hmm. really a sort of ancient connection. And when you were talking about that, you know, listening to the birds and the creek and the trees teaching us to stand tall, which I mm-hmm. think is just absolutely the truest truth, it just makes me think of kind of this birthing that's happening on the earth right now, which I think is what you're getting at with this program, mm-hmm. Forest Halls. And so where humans have been in this state of tremendous isolation within their own minds and are starting to realize that everyone but humans doesn't feel isolated. The world all around us is talking to itself with tremendous knowing. It recognizes itself. All the animals speak their languages, and that the trees literally sing. I can hear them. You know, I've learned over time by listening that they are singing and they want to talk to us. And this imposed isolation we've foisted upon ourselves. So I think that, you know, Jane with this program, and so many of us are beginning to suddenly kind of listen again. And that really scary, hard place of sort of feeling enclosed kind of melts away when you reconnect with mm-hmm. the really loving forces of nature around you and the people and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. we're inviting you and everyone on in the world into that, as we've invited ourselves and been invited by others. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where we are. And I do have to say one more thing about being here in winter
in Joseph,
where, you know, I think a significant part of the population vanishes with the summer, when the summer season ends, or, well, I don't know. Yeah. And so for me, I just remember wandering around. In fact, the night that I actually first really met Celestine, it was at an open house that was at a shop down in downtown called To Zion. And it was actually the winter solstice. I had overheard some conversation while I was there that day about, somebody was talking about, I don't know, energy or something. And I thought, oh, I've got to go to this open house, because
energy.
I don't know what that means, but just something is telling me to go. So I did. And I can't remember what that night was like, but often I would walk in the evening in downtown Joseph, and it'd be kind of that snowy, misty stuff in the air. And then they had these Christmas lights that were these snowflakes all along the downtown. And then these bronze sculptures. And I felt throughout the whole winter that there were more animals that were my neighbors than people. And certainly in where I lived, in our little block, a couple of blocks, there was very few people there. There are houses on either side, but nobody was living there. Or they're not, they just come during the summer for part of the time. And these deer would just come through the city.
All the time. People want them to stop eating their gardens.
You see this lovely herd of deer moving through. And I felt like, wow, you know, and I got to know which ones are which. And I was like, wow, well, these are my neighbors, the deer. And then these beings who are these sculptures. I don't know. It just seemed like they seem to move themselves.
It's a crazy thing, yeah.
And there are paintings of animals here and there. And I think at the hydrant they have these, I don't know, really cheerful, childlike paintings of bears and deer on the outside of their fence. So anyway, I went to this open house, and I was just, at that time, I was terribly homesick. We had moved from a community that was really near and dear to my heart, and it was hard to leave, and I was feeling the separation at that time. And thinking, oh, I don't know anybody, and blah, 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 and I just need to meet somebody. And so I was looking around, and then there was Celestine, and I had seen her and her family, I don't know, a few weeks before at Dollar Stretcher, I think. And I had admired her because she had this little baby, and then she had this great Celtic knotwork bag. The design on the bag was really cool. And then there she was, and I guess I
I said hello.
Yeah. And then I turned out that, you know, I don't know. Oh, yeah, she said her name. And I said, oh, are you the sound healer or the healer? I had seen her flyers around the neighborhood for energy healing.
And we were both sound healers. And this is a town of like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
We're the only sound healers here, you know, but...
But it's remarkable anyway.
Yeah, it was incredible. I thought it was incredible.
So that was really amazing to me. I just felt like, you know, wow, you know, you find whoever you need, wherever you are. And certainly in that night, I met naturalists, and I heard somebody being introduced as the village wise woman, and, you know, all these things. And I was like, I don't believe this. And in fact, Celestine's dad said, oh, this is an amazing community. You know, it seems like we would love to have you here.
And we would, yeah.
So anyway, it was really wonderful. And then, I don't know, a couple weeks, months later maybe, or a month later, Celestine started these toning circles. And if you don't know, do you want to describe what a toning circle is? Or?
All right. Well, I began toning circles a few years back. Someone in my home was hosting them, and in an old home. And it's been an amazing journey I've been on, because I've always sort of loved to sing but was a very shy young child. You wouldn't really know it now, but it's been a long journey of opening up for me. And toning circles were a huge part of it. It's the toning circles I originally went to were sort of free form. Some of them we'd do oming, which is that traditional om from... you know, the East, and that's something that many people are now aware of. It's considered the tone, the vibration of the universe, the sort of underlying frequency. And so connecting with that is a very natural way to open toning circles and close them. And then you can do a lot within those. Sometimes people share sacred songs from around the world. Jane and I did that a lot at our toning circle here. And also, you can do sort of a free-form, improvisational opening. And this isn't actually the intent of a toning circle, is not to see how well you can sing or to perform. It's actually more of an intent of connecting hearts and allowing sound to move through the circuits of your body, your mind, your memory, your heart, and to basically open, release, give thanks, whatever feels true in that moment as a group and as an individual entity. And they can be quite powerful, because sound is energy. So when we get past that point of fear and allow that to move in us and trust our own voice, mm-hmm. You know, trusting your own voice is a
yeah,
big,
that's a big
journey.
One.
And so, you know, that's one that I think is really important for our world right now. There's a lot of voices that aren't being heard, and on many levels. And so sound healing, or toning circles, can be incredibly beautiful. They can be very healing. And for me, they've really let me realize this sort of shared emotional and energetic space that we all occupy as one that, you know, when you're just talking or thinking, you might not sense into as much. But when you can connect to a circle and listen and also share when it feels right, it can be just tremendous and potent.
Yeah, I am so continually astounded whenever I participate in something like a toning circle.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's such a miracle to me, it seems like, that you can start creating sound, and then the sounds weave with each other, and they harmonize with each other. There's a resonance, and as the sound and music flows and moves and changes, I often hear and experience that there's a whole shift that happens. There's definitely a quality about the song, I don't know, shaping itself. And that is just, I don't know, it's a miracle.
Miracles, yeah. So, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, and yet we experience it every time we do it. So, you know, and I think it comes back to this whole thing about voice and singing. And it is... I guess you told me this before, but hearing you speak of it again, that it took you, it was a journey for you to open up to singing. That surprises me, because I would never.
Oh, it was huge. You know, now I sing like a songbird, and I lead circles and all this, but actually, you know, 10 years ago, I barely talked to people. I was a very introverted younger person, very much intellectual and in my mind. And now these sort of journeys of connecting where many people have reached out and offered me their hands and kind of welcomed me up this ladder we all hold up to each other that says, you're safe, we want to know you, we hold you here, you have something to share, and you just, there's no pressure, but you can do it when you're ready. And it's just, I'm ready. And, you know, more and more people are just like, hey, there is something blooming from within me. It's got to come out.
Absolutely.
So that's where we are, Jane and I. And so we made an album, you know. In a very short period of time.
And it literally grew out of the Toning Circles. We, you know, we just loved the music that was emerging. And I was just astounded. It's like, oh, this is a person who I need to sing with and I need to create with, and let's see what happens. And so we created our album, which should be out sometime this summer, will be out this summer. And we'll give you a little taste of what we do at the end of this podcast. But yeah, it's been, I myself too, I never sang. I never sang growing up. And that's very strange because my father's family was incredibly musical and they were all singers. And my dad was a singer. He was in barbershop choirs and he sang all the time and he whistled and everything. And I don't know, I didn't sing. And I'm not even sure. I guess I started singing when I was in my harp duo, Nodal and Valencia.
Jane plays beautiful harp.
And when Deb and I, my harp partner, we started singing, we was like, oh, we want to do songs too. And then that just opened it up. And then it was just been, you know, more and more just opening to what song is, and getting past all those things that say, oh, your voice is whatever, you know, all these things.
There are many things. Oh, those thoughts, they take a long time, but they go away gradually.
They do.
Thank God. Huh?
They do. And I just, you know, now I hear anybody's voice and I just love it. I love their I love your voice. If I knew it, I would love it. And, you know, and it's just a matter of appreciating what is the sound of you and then allowing that to become more true.
That's such the process of Toning Circles, because it's so freeform. You know, all those thoughts about what's supposed to be there isn't there necessarily. What you do is you listen with appreciation, and when you're not expecting one thing, but you're really willing to incorporate what you hear and to integrate with it instead of feeling like, what am I supposed to do? But you just really fully accept, you know, that state of acceptance. Then you find that usually you have a place to sing alongside and within that person who you're singing with, and that you almost sort of intuitively know where they're going and can hear and flow and follow with them. And so our album, which is called Streaming in Stone, is about that. You know, that we actually did this album in three very brief recording sessions, just totally intuitive, inspired in the moment, and just kind of launched it from where we were at with our Toning Circles. And there was a trust between Jane and I, because I think we both came in with pretty open hearts at this point and a willingness to kind of share ourselves no matter what. And so, you know, listening with one another, we developed this sound and just kind of accepted and loved the other person's voice and kind of played with it and you know, just kind of offered it all up. And so it's not an album with a lot of the formats you may have heard before. It was made more in the moment to be a making of the moment, and is that, and that's what we're offering here. So it's a good thing, and you know, we'll share it with you too. So
it's definitely, I think, one of the big, I don't know, blessings in my, I mean, many blessings in my life, but one great magical thing for me was when I opened to the idea of, to the ability to just hear, I don't know, to open to the music of the moment and the magic of it. And that it's just right there at every single moment. There's a song and then all you have to do is just start and it can just weave itself. Then it becomes magnified immensely when another person is involved with that. That's just incredible. So, so that's what definitely our recording was, just being there, being present to the magic of the moment, the celebration that was right there with us. And then going with it. And, you know, that took us into some surprising terrain, I'd say.
You'll hear it goes all over the place. This was, you know, probably 6 hours total of recording that, you know, we made into a single album, or less than that, you know, but it goes so many different places, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really winding around into all these different paths and ideas and kind of maybe fields and frames of reference, yeah. You know, and so kind of evocative of certain maybe memories within the subconscious or something. Mm-hmm, who knows what we're doing anywhere. We just trust it and listen.
So. Yeah. And I just really amazes me again. I said that about 20 times probably already. But that how a form will emerge with what you're doing. It's not, you know, there is something that shapes itself and it has a beginning and it goes around and it does its thing and it echoes and it winds and weaves and braids and then it ends. And, you know, I always love how we get the sense of this is the end, and then there's the silence.
That's that connection with something, you know, God or spirit or divine. It's not us all the way, you know, those blocks that come up, that's what's us.
Yeah.
The rest is more than us. And when we, you know, listen, you kind of can become part of that symphony of life that is what the trees are doing and what the birds are singing, and it doesn't need to be anything more or less. It is enough.
Yeah.
So that's what we've got here and hope to bring out in everyone on some level, you know, or at least, you know, celebrate that awakening that is already happening on the planet, as we all know.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I think that's that idea of what just being a natural being, you know, like animals, they know when to rest, and then they get hungry and they go out and hunt or whatever. You know, they have their way of doing and being, and as human beings, it's time for us to relearn that, and notice also where we are when we're just naturally ourselves and when things are naturally easy for us, and where notice the places where something we do is so simple to us, but to somebody else it'd be like, how in the world do you do that? You know, those are the places where you're shining, and we can shine in everything we do. And so just, you know, when we notice those places where we're alive and joyful and so focused in something that's really interesting to us, those are speaking about where we are most ourselves. And and so just widening that frame, I guess.
Follow that nature.
Yeah. And being like those beings and looking around you and taking your, you know, guidance from the mountains or the hills or whatever, the clouds going by. I watched a lot of clouds this year. And that blue sky. So, or whatever color it is where you are, you know, sometimes it's kind of brown on the edges, but that's okay. You know, there's something that can be learned from that too. Anyway, gosh. So I'm wondering if there was anything else I really wanted to touch on before we
did our sound singing. Healing.
Yeah.
Should we begin with that, I guess?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. And and why don't we set the intention that we're going to offer some healing energy to you all. You can receive it as such. You have a choice here. You know, you may receive it.
always.
And if that doesn't feel right to you for whatever reason, then you can just enjoy it as just music.
All right. Blessings to all.
And Lovely. Thank you, all of you, too, for joining us. I guess to finish up here, is there a way that people can contact you if they're interested in finding out? Oh, well, okay, let's not be so hasty. Celestine, I know you're working on a music project yourself.
I am, yeah. And that will be a little while in the making, but it's coming along. And it will be a little bit different than what we're doing here in that it's sort of more mixed with, well, it's mixed with some beats and rhythms, mm-hmm. a little bit more, you know, intentional. It's more like dance, almost dance music, huh? So that'll be a little bit here. And it's nice of you to mention it, Jane. It'll probably be at least a few months before it's ready to be mm-hmm. heard. But when you hear it, I hope you love it. It is truly a work of the heart. It's really taking me places I've never been before, integrating a lot of different facets of my journey. And so, because mm-hmm. I've loved dance and all sorts of things that have also been part of my awakening and enjoyment and celebration of universal bliss that is us. So, you know, I hope that we can get that out there soon and check in a little while here. Mm-hmm. And it may be under the name of Celestine Ray, or you can look for the name Star, STARR. For whatever reason, people, my angels or my guides or whatever you will call it, keep telling me that I'm going to make this album mm-hmm. under that name. Mm-hmm. So, man, who knows? But remember and check in down the line.
Okay. So great. Certainly, you can find out more about Celestine's projects and music as I hear about them on my website, foresthalls.org. So F, this is, you know, forest like the trees, F-O-R-E-S-T, Halls, H-A-L-L-S, as in Sam. So foresthalls.org. And then do you have a place on the internet people can find you
at this point? I am just doing my thing. I'm on Facebook. So all those things, you know, I haven't set up an official website because my album isn't out yet. Mm-hmm. You know, I do healing and other things, but in terms of music, this album with Jane will be my first official creation, and this next album that I'm doing as a solo project will be coming shortly, so you'll hear about it when it comes. I'll let Jane
definitely.
Know, for sure. And thank you for offering that up. And we'll get a website out there soon, too.
Yeah, great. All right, then. Then I think that's it for the very first podcast of Forest Halls. Thank you for joining us today. I wish you could have some of this tea. What did you put into it before we sign off?
You know. Well,
your brew.
These are teas that are inspired by some dear old friends. They've got chocolate. They've got coconut oil. They've got mint and mate and nettle and chai, all sorts of weird stuff. I really like combining little bits of nice deep teas with chocolate and coconut oil.
Yeah.
Dong Quai is a great herb.
Yeah,
yeah, I keep feeding feeding Jane these brews.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yes, it's always when I come over here, I know I can count on some wonderful creation.
Yeah.
So yes. So I'm enjoying that now, and I send you virtual tea as well.
Virtual tea, oh,
which is
like
a virtual
tea party.
Tea.
See you at the tea party at the end of time, folks.
You bet.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. This has been Forest Halls, and we will meet again in a month.
This has been Forest Halls, a production of foresthalls.org. Our theme music is Into Forest Halls by Nodel and Valencia. We'd love to hear from you. Please connect with us at foresthalls.org. Thank you for listening.